Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 90. Welcome everyone to another episode of Bear Podcast. This is the Nard. Yes, and I'm here coming at you at the suburbs of Houston. So this is a different episode, and I have a guest co-host right now. His name is Mario. Hello, Mario.
Hey, Nard. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. So this is first among all the other Bear Podcast episodes because this is an in-studio.
This is the in-studio interview. We're coming to you live from the Bear Podcast cave.
Yeah, that's right. I guess this is the first time, and we're recording in the living room, so that's really, really weird for me because I always do it on the office computer and just podcast with Excalibur and talk to
other
people.
But this is much more comfortable because we can lay out on the couch.
Yeah, it's nice to just lie down on the couch and just relax. Okay. Actually, I just came from eating at the IHOP, and we just had a very hearty meal. What did you have?
I had the breakfast sampler with many types of pork.
Yeah. Any particular reason why you chose a pork-heavy meal?
Well, I have just returned back to the United States from about a year and a half living abroad in the Middle East. And, of course, Muslims do not eat pork, so it's very difficult to find a pork-friendly meal where I've been. So I've been a little pork-deprived for a while.
Oh, yeah. So actually tonight we're going to plan another pork party for you. So
good.
Yes, Mario here has been away from pork and only eating chicken hot dogs. What early?
Well, I mean, in the Middle East, they eat most everything except for pork. You know, chicken and lamb is very popular there. So mm-hmm. And beef, of course.
Do they have lamb hot dogs there?
I don't know. I haven't seen any.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You didn't try anything. Okay, so far we've done a few things within this week since you arrived. Last night we ate at the Buca di Beppo.
Delicious.
Delicioso.
And we had pork there.
And we had pork. Yeah, and what did we have? We had very good food. Pasta. Seafood pasta.
With sausage.
With sausage. Well, the other pasta had sausage, so that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay, we've been talking about too much food here, okay? So you arrived from Bahrain, right?
Uh-huh, just a few days ago. This is actually the first time I've been back to Houston in about a year, so I'm happy I get to hang out with some of my friends and, of course, the Nard and his band of merry podcasters.
Let me see. So just a few days ago you arrived, and so far, yeah, I picked you up at the airport, and we went bowling after mm-hmm. the dinner, of course. And gosh, today is Saturday. We're recording this on a Saturday, and you're just going to be here for a few days. Mm-hmm. And you know, I really like to hear your stories about Bahrain. So, okay, so since this is a gay podcast, a gay mm-hmm. bear podcast,
not just a gay podcast, but a gay bear podcast.
Yeah, that's right. How is the gay life there in Bahrain?
Well, Bahrain is a really interesting place in general, and especially for gay people and bears. I've been living there for about a year and a half. Actually, I've traveled to almost all of the countries in the Persian Gulf area, and you'd be surprised. I mean, it's an Islamic society. It's very conservative. Homosexuality is, of course, illegal there, and highly punishable. But
so they don't have gay people there. They have men who have sex with men.
No, there are gay people.
Oh, okay.
There are gay people everywhere.
That's true.
And the Middle East has its share, let me tell you. But Bahrain in particular, of all the countries in that area, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, is a little bit more open. It's a little bit freer. There are actually some. They've got bars there with alcohol, which is not typical for the other countries in the in the area, and they actually have some gay bars. And they don't really call themselves gay bars, of course, because that would be illegal. They might get shut down. But there are places you can go and hang out with gay folks.
What do you call them? Bars.
They call them nightclubs. Just nightclubs.
Nightclubs. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's a neat place. It's a fun place. Very interesting culture.
Tell me one nice hangout, a nice nightclub there.
Well, in Bahrain, there are nightclubs, as there are in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and the Emirates. In Bahrain, there are a couple places that you can go. There's one nightclub called Wendy's that's inside.
You mentioned this. Wendy's. It's a bar named Wendy's.
Think Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a country western theme to it, which is strange to see all the, you know, all the Arabs in their thobes and dish dash.
Hey, let's hang out at Wendy's.
Let's hang out at Wendy's. Are you going to Wendy's tonight? It's completely garish, very kitsch and funny, and it's in the middle of the Persian Gulf. That's one place you can go hang out. It's in the Gulf Gate Hotel down by City Center. There's another place called Club Liquid. The manager of that club is a good friend of mine. And they've got Latin night on Monday nights. They've got they've got salsa night. They've got a couple of different nights, and you can go find your share of gay boys.
I see. Mm-hmm. Wow. So besides going to the bars there, what else can you do there? Are there any sports events or I don't know anything that is that's not bar scene?
Well, I mean, in terms of gay folks or just
probably even in a gay sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the there are lots of coffee shops. You can go and hang out with your friends. You can sit, get a coffee, smoke a shisha. In Kuwait, of course.
Shisha.
Yeah, shisha is like so they call it here in the States. They call it the hubbly bubbly. You know, it's like it's basically a water pipe, and you smoke this flavored tobacco that's very characteristic of the Gulf area. It's really good. I don't smoke myself, but I don't smoke cigarettes, but I do enjoy a shisha from time to time.
Does it make you high?
No, not really.
No,
it just kind of flavors the air around you, and you know, you get it. Usually, it's in fruit flavors like grape and apple and strawberry and things.
Shisha.
It's good. Yeah.
Wow.
So you go with your friends and you hang out there, smoke a shisha, talk with the people at the next table, whatever. Invariably, the conversation turns to subjects like, you know, what do you do? Where are you from? If you're talking with Arabs, of course, you're Western. They want to know what country you come from and what you're doing in Bahrain or in whichever country you happen to be visiting. And of course, the question always turns to, where's your family? Are you okay. Married? You're not married. Why are you not married? And so, you know.
Because I'm the gay.
Because I'm the gay.
I'm the gay.
And that's the sign. That's how people ask you if you're, you know.
That's how they find out.
That's how you tell people that you're gay. No, I'm not married. Not planning on getting married.
Oh, okay.
That's enough for
Sing,
people.
Ding!
Right.
Gay. Okay.
All right. Exactly. And of course, in the other countries where there aren't bars, like Kuwait and Qatar and other places, the coffee shops are the places that you would go out and meet guys because, of course, there are no bars to do that in.
Yeah.
I don't know that there are any gay coffee shops.
Like Hollywood or a, what is it? There's a Bear Bucks in San Francisco, I remember. There's a Bear Starbucks.
Really? Bear yeah. Bucks. Oh, that's
yeah,
cute.
I think I've been there before, and yeah, it's very, very gay. I've been there about 2 or 3 years ago, that's right. But anyway, so, okay, Bahrain, that's Bahrain. You're
that's
talking
Bahrain.
About Bahrain. You've been through other Middle Eastern countries there. Mm-hmm. Where else? I mean, also the gay life there. You can probably
Yeah, I mean,
describe.
I've been to Kuwait. I've been to Saudi Arabia. I've been to the Emirates. I've been, you know, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Qatar, and Oman. And, you know, gay life is pretty underground in all of these countries, although there definitely is a gay scene in every one of these countries. The first time I was in Kuwait, I went by myself, and I didn't really know anyone in Kuwait, so I just went out to one of the coffee shops, and very similar experience to what I just described. I sat down, I had a shisha, I was having a coffee, there was a group of guys at the next table, I was talking with them. And, you know, they asked me, are you married? Where's your family? No, I'm not married. I'm not getting married. And so one, the group left.
I can imagine just somebody comes up to you and says, are you married?
No, they don't ask you like this.
Are you married? Do you have a family? Oh, you're gay.
No, but this comes up in conversation.
Oh, okay.
Almost always this comes up in conversation.
Ah, okay.
So the group left and one guy stayed behind to spend, you know, a little extra time with me and found out that he was gay. And I, of course, told him I was gay as well. And he was the first gay person I met in Kuwait. And then through him, I met basically, I mean, everybody knows each other. These countries are pretty small. So I basically met all the gay people in not all the gay people in Kuwait, but several gay people in Kuwait and started, you start your network from there. You meet other people and you get invited to house parties and different things. So you enter into the underground world of the gay Persian Gulf.
Oh my goodness! And they all have bear profiles, as you mentioned earlier, right? Some of them.
Well, I mean, a lot of guys there are bears. A lot of Middle Easterners are bears. There's not a lot of awareness yet about, you know.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
They're not aware that they're a bear.
Yeah, a lot of guys aren't really aware that they're bears or what that means, because you know they don't have as much exposure as we have in the United States or in Europe to the gay culture. I mean, we have all these bear runs that take place all over the country. Basically, any weekend you want, there's a bear run someplace in the United States or someplace in Europe if you want to go to it. It's really not the same way in the Middle East. I mean, they don't have as much exposure and as much experience with this. But there are definitely a group of guys, a group of Arabs in the Middle East, in the Persian Gulf, who have a little bit more Western exposure. Maybe they've traveled to the United States or to Europe, so they have a little bit of experience with that, and they're kind of proselytizing the bear culture throughout these countries. So people are learning about it more. I think 5-10 years from now, you'll see a pretty thriving bear culture in the Persian Gulf.
So if they don't refer to themselves as bears, they just probably just say they just like big guys. They like they really prefer that, but they don't have that label thing.
They like mature.
They like mature.
They like older.
Yeah. Ah, cool.
Yeah, and they definitely like the beards.
Oh.
But you know, in the Persian Gulf, they pull a lot of people from other countries in the region. A lot of Lebanese, a lot of Jordanians, a lot of Egyptians from Cairo travel to the Persian Gulf to live and to work there. So you've got a pretty significant variety of people.
There's some Egyptians I know are hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Didn't know there's a gay life there. Okay, so you mentioned before, I was talking to you yesterday about the bear run, or not a bear run, like a small bear gathering that you did there.
Yeah, we had a little bear gathering in Bahrain while I was living there. I figured I had met so many bears in the region, and they were all looking for a little outlet, and they wanted to meet other bears, other folks. So I guess the word for this is an unrun. Basically,
okay.
I got some friends together. We picked a weekend and we started sending messages out on the internet on like Bear 411 and Bear WWW. And there's another website that's really popular in the region called Habibak, Habibak.net, Habibak.net. So we just started sending messages out to people who are in the region saying, oh, there's going to be a bear event at Wendy's. It's going to be on this weekend.
I still can't take my mind off of that. There's going to be a bear event at Wendy's. Oh, my gosh.
And Wendy will be there.
Yeah.
She's like our patron saint. No, so we announced this little bear event, and people came. It was really amazing. A lot of people actually came that weekend. People flew in from other countries, from the Emirates, from Kuwait, from Jordan, and Lebanon. A lot of guys came from Lebanon. Some came from Cairo. A few came from Europe, actually, for it. And it wasn't an organized thing. There was no registration for it. It was just a gathering of bears in the region who are interested in coming at Wendy's Bar that night. And then, of course, the whole weekend of festivities that followed.
Ah, yes. Which we're not going to mention here.
That's right.
Oh, great.
Bahrain, I have to say, Bahrain is kind of the playground for the Saudis. It's very, very close to Saudi Arabia. It's an island just off the coast of Saudi Arabia. And it's connected to Saudi Arabia's eastern province by a causeway. And Bahrain is very liberal and open. You know, there are bars, there's alcohol in Bahrain, there are movie theaters. And, of course, in Saudi Arabia, there's none of that. You can't have alcohol, you can't have music, you can't have movie theaters, nothing like this. And so on the weekends, lots and lots of Saudis come across on the causeway to frolic and play in the tourist paradise that is Bahrain.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you're a Saudi, you've come across the bridge, you're going out for the night. What do you have to do before you go out for the night to the bars? You've got to get liquored up.
Uh-huh.
So you stop at the only liquor store, the only open liquor store in Bahrain, where you can buy your JD or whatever it is you want to bring to your hotel room with you. But the liquor store won't sell to Muslims. It's actually the law in Bahrain. If you're Muslim, you're not allowed to purchase alcohol. So the liquor store can't sell you any alcohol. Mm-hmm. So if you're Saudi, you've just finished work on a Wednesday night, which is the beginning of the weekend in the Middle East. You've just finished work on a Wednesday night. You're wearing your thobe, which is the traditional national dress that a Saudi or a Bahraini would wear. You've come across the causeway. You're headed to the liquor store to pick up your poison for the night.
Uh-huh.
But you can't walk in your thobe. You've got to change into Western dress. You've got to change into pants and a shirt. So where are you going to do it? Well, you do it right outside the liquor store. You get out of your car and you basically
right
you strip
outside
naked.
The door. They go naked, really?
Right, because if you go in your thobe, you won't get sold. You've got to wear Western dress when you go in so that you can reasonably claim you're non-Muslim.
Situation. As in nothing underneath, huh?
Well, our joke in Bahrain is that on any given Wednesday night, if you want to see a naked Saudi, go to the liquor store. You can watch them changing outside the door.
I think I'll be hanging out there on Wednesday nights if I'm going to do that. Yeah. Look at all those.
And Bahrain welcomes you, Maynard.
Oh, yeah, okay. So that's interesting. So you're not going back to Bahrain anymore.
Well, I really like it there. I mean, I had such a nice time there in the year and a half I've been living there. I'd like to go back at some point. I mean, even just to visit good friends I've made while I'm there.
I see. So where to now after this?
Well, I'm actually headed to work in Iraq for a year. And then after that, who knows?
You know what? Just a few episodes ago, I had an Iraqi soldier who was in the show. And,
that's right. I heard
Alex. Hey, Alex. You listen to this.
Hey, Alex. Welcome back.
Welcome back. And
Alex, any advice for me to keep safe while I'm in Iraq?
Don't get shot. Yeah, okay.
All right. That's good advice. I'll take
that
one.
That's right. Yeah, and just as you left Iraq, now here's Mario going to be assigned there.
Yeah, so really, Alex, if you have any advice for me, please, now is the time.
Yeah. Gosh, I hope you be careful there at Iraq. So.
Well, I will. I think it's, of course, it's not going to be anywhere. I mean, we've got to be very careful. And mm-hmm. So I don't think I don't think I'll be delving into the gay community of Iraq while I'm there.
Oh, damn. For one thing, you're a pretty big guy, so you're a big target. So I'm kidding.
What are you trying to tell me, Maynard?
That you're woofy.
I see.
All right. Whew. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Maynard, you dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, that's right. Which you should be doing when you get there.
I'll be dodging many bullets.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so how long have we been going? It's about 17 minutes. And this is going to be a pretty short show. Like I said, this is an in-studio recording that we're doing, which is different. And it's kind of different now because Bear Events will be read by our friend Mario here. Okay. Can we go this? Yeah, you can.
Sure.
All right.
Well, there are two Bear Events in the United States that are coming up. One is one of my all-time favorite Bear Events, which is High Bear Nation in St. Louis. It's coming up starting November 9th and lasting 4 days. This is an event by the Show Me Bears. It's their 12th annual Bear Run, and they donate all of their proceeds to the St. Louis area HIV/AIDS charities, which is a really wonderful group of charities. In recent years, they've donated about $10,000 from the proceeds of High Bear Nation.
I've never been there.
It's a lot of fun. It's a really great Bear Event. I highly recommend it.
How many people when you went there? About a few
hundred? Several hundred. And that was, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So it's probably grown since then.
Gosh. Yeah. I've never been. Is this Missouri?
It's in St. Louis, in Missouri.
St. Louis, okay. Yeah,
And they come all over the Midwest to attend and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, you know, just like your typical Bear Event, they have parties and dances and auctions and bus service to run you around to all the bars and everything. They've got tours of the different okay. tourist attractions.
Bus services are very important, guys, in bigger events. And sometimes, well, like in different cities, there are different cities like San Francisco. Sometimes it's easier to travel around because they have a bus system there. But of course, if it's something that like an IBR, they had the bus service that they did there before, that brought us to dim sum and to other places. It's always convenient for Bear Runs to have their own bus service. So if you guys have any Bear Runs, and I don't know about the unruns though, because they're really unofficial. But the official runs, it's always important to have bus service. So. That was, say that again, that's in St. Louis, Missouri.
That's
so.
In St. Louis. The website for that event is www.show-me-bears.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I've seen their website. It's pretty cool. I think it was recommended to me by the then president, Jerry, at the Bears of San Antonio. I saw their website then. Oh, I like that website. So. Oh, okay, so I checked
it out. Yeah, some really good friends of mine are involved in that one, like Voodoo Cub. If any of you guys know him, he's a really good guy.
Oh, a
and
shout out
to organize that. Yeah,
Voodoo Cub.
Like oh, can name. I shout out to my friends in Bahrain?
Oh, yeah, sure. If they are listening,
if they're listening, if you guys are listening, I'd like to give a shout out to my really good friends, Angelo from Kuwait and Hatem and Hussein from the Eastern Province, and just all my good friends in Bahrain. Hope I get to see you guys again soon.
Oh my gosh, bears in Bahrain. Okay, next event. Do you have any other events?
Okay, yeah, there's another event, and this one is in Austin, Texas, one of my favorite cities in the States, and this one is called the Hot Bear Unrun 3. This is the third annual HOT. What is this?
Heart of Texas.
Heart of Texas Bears. Mm-hmm. Heart of Texas Bears, and they've got their Unrun. No registration fees, no hotel. So basically you come and live on the streets. No, I'm just
kidding. They live in the streets. No, you don't live in the streets.
No, you come and you find your places. You find yourselves a place to stay and you hang out with bears who have come to visit Houston for the weekend. Begins Friday, November 10th, Austin, Texas. And the website for more information for this event is www.heartoftexasbears.org. That's one word, heartoftexasbears.org.
Do they have a contest? Does it say there? They usually have a contest.
They don't. It doesn't mention here in the little blurb that they've. Yeah, yeah. Food annual hot bear contest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they will have.
Okay, that's in November 10th.
That starts on November 10th. So okay. This is going to be a tough choice for you guys between the hibernation and the hot bear unrun because they're happening the same weekend.
I was thinking I might go to the unrun. That would be good because
it's close by for you. You're here.
It's nearer. I can just drive it. I could probably do that. Okay, so let me see. This is a pretty short show that we are doing because it's kind of different. And what are we going to do tonight? We're just
going
to be...
We're going to eat pork.
We're going to eat pork. God, poor Mario. Pork deprived. Oh, goodness. Oh, what's your itinerary for this vacation of yours? You're just going to be here for a few months?
I'm going to be here for a few weeks. I'm going to... I've been to visit some folks in Jersey. I'm going to go head up to Chicago for a bit, and then I'm back out.
Oh, gosh.
Hope to meet some bears while I'm here.
Are you going to see Calvin in Chicago?
Hey, Calvin, are you listening?
I hope.
I'm coming to hang out with you and my buddy Vince. Vince is not a bear, but that's okay. We love him anyway.
Yeah, Mike likes Calvin a lot. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, he likes...
Mike, you have very good taste.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope Calvin...
So do people get to look at my... My profile?
Of course.
My 411 profile.
So what's your bear for 411
profile? I am Rowdy Cub.
Rowdy Cub. Woof. Woof, what a bear. Wait, I should play the audio in the background. Something like we should play something in the background,
nice.
Like woof, what a bear.
The woof, what a bear.
The woof, what a bear. Okay, so, all right, so I guess that's it. Do you have any more shout-outs? Any people you want to greet? Or?
Oh, gosh, too many.
Too many.
Too many to mention. Those are my best buddies out in mm-hmm. out in the Persian Gulf. Hopefully, I'll get to see them soon. Abdullah in UAE. Hope I get to hang out with him pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna do a shout out to, of course, Mike. I always do a shout out to Mike. Of course, I this coming weekend I'll be in Voodoo Fest, and I'm gonna be meeting up with my partner Mike, and we're gonna watch. Few concerts. Duran Duran's gonna be there in the Voodoo Fest, and I think this is the first time I'm gonna see them live. It's going to be in, of course, in New Orleans. And it's good to go there because, I don't know, did we have, I don't think we had Voodoo Fest last year. I don't think so. So I think this is the first time we're going to have a concert there. And I don't know what's the state of the grass we're going to stay. It might be still muddy. I'm not yet sure. So we're going to find out. It's coming weekend. And then probably during the nights, we'll be hanging out at the usual places on Bourbon Street, like Lafitte's and Rawhide, and probably the Phoenix. I'll maybe go to the Leather Bar there. Okay, so I guess that's it.
Well, Maynard, thanks for inviting me on your show. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you for being in the show. How can people contact you? Just through your website?
Yeah, if you go check me out on the 411 or on the Bear www, you can shoot me a message.
All right, Rowdy Cub. Okay, so all right, thank you everyone for joining us in the show. You can send your comments to bearchaser at bearpodcast.com, and you can send your voicemails at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah, leave your voice message and we'll play it in the show. Visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com, and you can subscribe via iTunes. You can search in the podcast directory. Just type Bear Podcast in the search, and you'll find the Bear Podcast. Or you can click on the link on the front page of the website. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.